This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and I'm joined in this part of the program by a man who is in Washington this week representing the rebel forces in Libya. Mahmoud Jibril El-Warfali holds the title of Prime Minister of the Libyan Transitional National Council. He's 58. He holds a doctorate in strategic planning from the University of Pittsburgh. Starting in 2007, he served in the Gaddafi regime as head of Libya's National Economic Development Board, where he promoted economic liberalization. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
France, Italy, and a couple of other countries recognize the Transitional National Council as the lawful government of Libya. The U.S. doesn't. I know that recognition is one thing you're seeking in Washington, so far without success. What have you been hearing when you ask for that?
Well, there is always this legal restrictions being raised in every meeting we go to, you know. Which, by the way, it's a legitimate restriction, you know, because usually states recognize states. What we are calling for is a political recognition, not a legal recognition, you know, by just recognizing this TNC as the sole legitimate representative interlocutor of the Libyan people. You know?
The TNC is the Transitional National Council. Mm-hmm. On another matter, is the degree of air support and training that rebel forces are now receiving from NATO, is it sufficient or do you need more?
Well, as long as the manslaughtering is going on by the Gaddafi killing machine, you know, I think we need as much protection for the civilians as possible, you know. We cannot say that this is enough since the genocide is taking place day and night.
Well, is there any degree of air support or any degree of training that can stop what you describe as a genocide, or does that require some forces to assist you on the ground, to assist rebel forces on the ground?
I don't think the Libyans will accept any forces on the ground, simply because this is what Gaddafi wants, you know.
He wants foreigners. He wants foreigners on the other side.
Yes, so he can turn the table on us and saying this is a foreign invasion and we don't want this to happen, you know.
The U.S. Treasury, with remarkable speed, identified Libyan assets overseas and froze them. You want that money.
Oh, we want it badly, because there is a human tragedy in the making right now, you know. We are getting to a deadlock right now, you know. We've been in the Treasury Department this morning,
yes,
trying to convince them that please find us any solution. Keep the frozen asset there. We can use them as a collateral and give us a credit line just to stop the bleeding of our people.
And what were you told in response to that?
No, they have to have some executive order from the White House or the State Department so they can start moving, you know.
Dr. Jibril, there have been calls for a ceasefire in Libya. If there were a ceasefire, would the Transitional National Council be prepared to negotiate or for some period coexist with the Gaddafi regime, or is the departure of the regime and the departure of Muammar Gaddafi a prerequisite to a ceasefire?
Yeah, if the ceasefire is the first step toward the departure of Gaddafi, then a ceasefire can be negotiated. But if it's ceasefire for the sake of ceasefire, then this is an actual partition of the country, which we totally reject, you know.
I read part of your dissertation online, the book that you published based on your dissertation at the University of Pittsburgh, and it was about how the policy interests of the United States colored and determined its image of Libya back in the 1980s. Having studied the way that narratives about other countries are constructed, is it fair to say that your mission to Washington this week is to get Washington's buy-in to the rebels' narrative of what's happening in Libya right now?
Part of my mission, first, to clarify some misperceptions which have been circulating around for a while, you know, that this is a genuine revolution. This is a new breed of generations calling for a new type of regimes in the Middle East. The revolution in Libya cannot by any means separated from what's taking place in other parts of the Middle East. Therefore, I think the United States should revisit the frame of reference of its foreign policy in the Middle East. Otherwise, they're going to face some problems in the future, you know.
But let me put to you what you might dismiss as a misperception, but I think it's not extremely rare, and I should explain it. We refer to you both as Mahmoud Jibril and also Mahmoud Jibril El-Warfali. Warfali is a tribal name,
true,
and the Warfala is the biggest tribe, I believe, that broke with Muammar Gaddafi earlier this year. What do you say to Americans who don't know much about Libya, and to fear that this struggle in your country may be a struggle between, on the one hand, Libyans from one region and one set of tribes and clans, and Libyans from another region and another set of tribes and clans?
The issue of tribalism is a trivial issue in Libya today. We have, in the TNC, 31 members, all of them come from all parts of Libya. We are talking about a new culture. We don't talk about tribalism. We talk about civil society. We talk about democracy. We talk about modern state, you know.
What do you say to skeptics who observe that a great many Libyans now in the anti-Gaddafi moment, and yourself included in this, were people who until very recently worked, it seemed, comfortably within a regime that was led by the very same Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, I don't see the picture that way, you know. My case, of course, is an exceptional case because I've been living outside Libya since 1986 when I left the States. I went back to the region and I resided in Cairo till 2007 when I was called back to Libya. And there I was surprised that they are asking me to be the Minister of National Planning.
You were asked by Saif al-Islam Gaddafi,
yes,
the son of,
yes,
Muammar Gaddafi.
And he was talking about reform and everything, and I declined the post. And then he started pushing and insisting, and then we reached some sort of compromise that he would give me 1 year till I finish all my consulting commitments in the Gulf and somewhere else. And after 1 year, we talk again. The second day, I was packing my stuff and going back to Cairo. And to my surprise, I found my name announced in TV that I'm the National Planning Minister of Libya. Mm-hmm. There was polling and hauling between me and the regime. And they promised me in the first parliament held, I would be granted my resignation, which did not happen for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. If indeed the rebel forces are now in a much better position in Misrata, are they reasonably close to moving on Tripoli? Or is that something that your people really can't think about yet?
No, they have already started.
They are
closing to Zlatan, which is midway between Tripoli and Misrata, you know.
Have the military commanders for the rebels, have they given you any sense of what their confidence is of when they could reach Tripoli?
I think the more military pressure is applied to Tripoli, Tripoli will witness an uprising inside Tripoli itself, you know. And this will lead to the fall of the regime.
But if you consider the fall of Gaddafi to be inevitable, mm-hmm, do you think it's inevitable within weeks, months, years?
I think it's going to be a matter of weeks.
Weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, Mahmoud Jibril El-Warfali, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mahmoud Jibril El-Warfali is the Prime Minister of the Libyan Transitional National Council, the TNC. This is NPR News.